So here with Jackson County basketball, girls basketball coach and athletic director, Coach Jim Brown. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Yeah, no problem. Coach, just how long have you been the athletic director there at Jackson County?
I started being a full-time athletic director in 2003. So, you know, we'd played around and you know, done it part-time up to that point. I don't really remember when I got started, but I know in 03, started doing it full-time. So been after it a pretty good little while.
Coach, what was it that just kind of drew you to, you know, being interested in being the athletic director and kind of being in charge of everything?
It started out with, I was doing a lot of the athletic duties already, and there just wasn't time, you know, being in the classroom and continuing to do those things. So, I was fortunate enough that, the administration was able to pull me out of the classroom. I didn't have classes anymore, so that I could devote, you know, all of my day to the athletic duties.
So obviously, the word unprecedented times or the phrase unprecedented times have been thrown around here a whole lot recently, and you know that's an understatement, kind of. But just how difficult has it been as an administrator since early March with all the COVID stuff there? You know, not just at the school, but with the shutdown and sports being canceled, just how difficult has that been on you guys up there?
Well, and like I said, unprecedented times. I mean, this starting my 29th year in coaching and education, and you know, after you've been in something for so long, you kind of think, well, somewhere along the way, I've seen everything, and then you get something like this thrown at you. It's you know, my new favorite phrase is just crazy times. And it's been very difficult, just that there's no roadmap to this, and then the roadmap keeps changing, and you know, it's not monthly or even weekly. You know, a lot of times it's every other day as to what guidelines that you have to follow and do, and it's been very difficult.
So my dad's been in the public school system for over 30 years, and he's a principal now, been a principal since the late 90s. The thing that's most frustrating for him is he has to answer a lot of questions with, I don't know. And when I was a kid, I was not allowed to say that growing up. I could not answer his question with, I don't know. So I know that's hard on him. Has that been tough on you as well?
Yeah, it has. I mean, because most of the time what you're dealing with, you know, your coaches or even from a parent or something, you know, they're asking you about some TSSAA rule. And you know, like I said, being in it this long, I mean, you know, the majority of them, you know, I know that I can answer off the top of my head. And you know, the other few that I don't know, you know, I know exactly where to go and look. And, you know, I've got an answer for them in 5 minutes. And now, you don't know where to go. I mean, you know, whether you look for the CDC or the health department, and then, you know, making sure that all administrators are okay with that answer, and then that answer may get changed 2 days later. It is pretty frustrating.
So for the longest time this summer, contact sports were not allowed to practice, are not allowed to conduct their normal off-season program, and even outside of that, just trying to be compliant with golf and volleyball. How has that made your job harder, and just making sure that those coaches know the compliancy rules of the social distancing and just during practice, which, I mean, you're playing sports, it's a lot of it, whether it's contact or not, you're going to be close to people. Has that added, you know, kind of some more workload to your plate?
What it has, and I guess, just in making sure that we provided all the coaches with all the information that we had. I mean, because like you said, from, you know, if you looked at those original CDC guidelines that came out, you know, really couldn't do anything, you know, other than be outside and stay far away from everyone. And then, you know, they added the stuff, you know, where you can get indoors, you know, groups of 10 and no more than that. And but just keeping the coaches updated with that kind of thing and trying to help them make the decision, you know, that we kind of left it up to the coach of each sport. Here's what you got to deal with that you're going to have to follow if you do choose to do anything. You know, if you think it's too much, then you know you might want to wait until we've got some more information or it gets a little closer to your season. So originally back in June, you know, we're into the football and soccer, you know, baseball just a little bit. We're the only ones here that did anything. I mean, we just chose with basketball that we were so restricted and we really didn't know enough about it still that, you know, the way we read the rules, we decided all we could really do was stick one kid with the ball by themselves at a basket, and you know we thought we could that you know they could accomplish that kind of thing at home. So a lot of the sports, really none of our middle schools did anything during that time. But then you know after the dead period and started looking like we were getting a fall season, and they did pinpoint things a little bit more as to what each sport could do, then our fall sports did get started, and we did have some basketball workouts during that time as well.